Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 After. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and you're going to be glad you're staying in with me because we got our good friend Mike Menzies back on the show. Michael is the president of Eastern Bank and Trust. He's the chairman of the Independent Community Bankers Association of America. That's a volunteer position, but he's holding court over there in the ICBA's organization, the thousands of independent community banks who are members of that fine organization. And Mike is another original member of our Brain Trust. Anybody who joined us in 98, the first full year of our being on the air, we started in 97. Anybody who joined us in 98 is considered a founding member of our Brain Trust, and Michael Schert certainly is. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks. Great to be here. Great to still have a brain.
Yeah, exactly.
And 10 years.
And you know, Mike, you work with a lot of small businesses. You're as an independent community banker. You're one of the heroes out there in the marketplace. You love up our heroes, small business owners. And all year, I told my audience, 2002, your 2009 goal should be. Your default goal should be to open your doors January 1, 2010. And I believe that any small business that can do that opened their doors today or last Friday or whenever they did it, I think they should take time to celebrate that. What do you think?
Absolutely, yeah. I think we're all celebrating the new year. It's great to go into 10. And I couldn't be more optimistic about 10 being the year of recovery for many small businesses that have hung in there and suffered, and for community banks, and for small. I think small is proving to be a good word,
yep.
And big is proving to be a issue that hopefully we'll deal with at the government level.
I think, Mike, that, and these are part of my predictions, I believe that 2010 is going to be a good year, but it's going to be a deliberate year. It's going to be a measured year. It's going to be... We're going to have to continue to think about what we're doing as a marathon, not a sprint. What do you think?
Well, you know, small businesses always have to adapt, always have to be creative. So if 10 won't be different than any other year for a small business. You've got to be on your toes to stay in business in a small business in this roll-up economy when you're competing against Mega Bank USA or Mega Retailer USA or Mega Anything USA. So I'm confident that the small businesses that made it through last year are going to do well in 10 and 11 and thereon. And I think the community banks that remain well-capitalized and well-positioned and continue to support small businesses throughout this country, they're going to have a good year in 10. At least
right.
We're looking forward to a good year.
Well, one of the things I predicted, Mike, was that small businesses that are still in business will have less competition for customers because there are a lot of companies that didn't make it. There aren't as many startups this time because there's not as much credit for startups as there has been in the past. A lot of sectors are being abandoned by big companies because they just don't have the people or the appetite for those sectors. And I think what you said a minute ago is exactly right. It's going to be a great year to be a small business.
Well, I think that there's always a word that drives success of a small business, Jim, and that word is niche. And the
right.
value of the word niche will prove itself critical in 2010, 11, and 12, because I think there are going to be fewer customers. I think that the consumer clearly has been stretched, clearly has is deleveraging their balance sheet, and I think the consumer is going to be looking for a different experience than just going to the mega mall and buying a widget. So niche, I think, will be more and more important. It's a great time of the year for all small businesses to sit back and say, okay, what is my niche? What differentiates me from my competition? What is a clear clearly measurable, discernible difference between me and the other guy. And the small businesses that do that, they're going to be just fine.
And especially if they say, okay, I've identified a niche where people like to hang out, customers like to hang out, but a lot of my competitors aren't able to or don't want to hang out. I'm going to go live in that part of the world. I mean, that's you know, either make a niche or identify a niche. You don't have to make a niche. You can just identify it sometimes. And so I think what you're saying is exactly right, Mike. And it's one of the reasons why I think that 2010 and going forward, not just this year, going forward is going to be a good time for small businesses. Hold on to that thought. When we come back, folks, and we'll talk about the how banks and small businesses are going to work together. What's that landscape going to look like? What are those relationships going to look like? What is the banking industry going to be like for small businesses in 2010? Mike Menzies is just the man to help us with that. Right after these messages, Tony Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you will take advantage of all the things that we've made available to you there. And we've organized it in some pretty handy tools and capabilities. And you can read, you can listen, you can ask questions. Lots of stuff that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you do, this week you'll receive the newsletter you'll get this week will include my predictions for 2010. So check that out when you get a chance. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Mike Menzies is our guest. He's our good friend, a longtime original member of the Brain Trust, president of Easton Bank and Trust over in beautiful downtown Easton, Maryland, and also the chairman of the National Organization of Independent Community Bankers, the ICBA. Mike, I want to talk about the landscape, the environment for 2010 between small businesses and the banking industry. Now, let me go ahead and just state what the position I've taken already, and that is that in my predictions, one of my predictions was that in 2010, improved balance sheets and by the big banks, and having paid back the TARP money, meaning they're out from under the thumb of the government, will not cause, neither one of those will cause the big banks to lend more money to small companies. And so big banks will not loan more to small companies in 2010. That's my prediction. What do you think?
Well, sir, you know, the mega banks clearly are still digesting some of their merger challenges with brokerage houses and with huge real estate entities.
Yep.
And with the acquisition of troubled banks in towns like Cleveland. And so they've got plenty of risk on their balance sheet, and they're finding that most of their earnings right now are coming from trading,
right?
And because the market's doing well. So if you can make a lot of money in the trading world and not take on risk, that's logical. That's what they're going to pursue. And they perceive that there's plenty of risk remaining in this economy, which is true. And that differentiates the community bank from the mega bank, because the community bank has always been in the business of placing illiquid risks on their balance sheet. That's their strength and that's their weakness. The fact that they make loans to small businesses, they're not loans where the decision was made by some computer simulation or computer model. They're not loans that are being stuffed into some security and sold to Iceland. These are loans that banks make, community banks make, put on their balance sheet and have relationship across the board. And there's more risk in that, but they know how to manage those risks. And that's why community banks, I think, are going to have significantly improved earnings in 10, 11, and 12 compared to the mega banks
in
terms of lending.
So let me ask you a question. When I say what I do about big banks, it's not that they're being meanies. It's not that they're not, you know, that they're mean or they don't like small businesses. It's just a reality. These are just facts of life, in my opinion, at least my opinion, Mike, that they're not going to be able to add the increasingly risky loans of a small business. A small business is a riskier loan than a lot of big businesses. That's just the way it is. So they're not going to add any more risk to their balance sheets. That's going to fall back on independent independent community banks, and I have to be honest, Mike, also on credit unions. I know you guys compete with credit unions straight up, but I think credit unions are going to be an increased part of all this. So talk to me, though, Mike. Small businesses have not been coming to you for loans in the last year or so. That's one of the big things. One of the confusing parts about the banking industry is a lot of people have said, a lot of politicians especially have said that you know, banks aren't loaning to small businesses, but that's not the truth. The truth is small businesses are not asking banks for money.
Is that going to change? The mega banks aren't lending to small businesses. They're
right.
pulling in their balance sheet, and demand is down. I mean, those
yep.
are both true statements.
Do you see demand picking up?
I want you to know that I support small business, credit unions expanding its small business lending as long as they are asked to pay taxes
right.
like the rest of the
right.
God-fearing, tax-paying citizens of this nation. So,
I agree, and they should have to they should have to comply with the Community Reinvestment Act
exactly.
issues that you have to
yeah.
comply with. But do you think small business owners will have more of an appetite for bank loans this year?
Do I think small business owners will have more of an appetite?
Do you think
for
that
bank
they will
loans?
They'll be demanding more loans this year than last year?
No, I think that loan demand will remain somewhat soft. As it was in 2009, it'll remain somewhat soft in 2010. I think that community banks are going to pick up market share from mega banks. At least
yeah.
we are. We're seeing it on a weekly basis where the mega bank is unable to have a real relationship with the small business.
Right.
The small business is frustrated. They're looking more at the compliance side of the relationship than they are the credit needs of the company. So I think
right.
that there'll be a trading of market share in 10 and 11 and maybe 12 as
yeah.
well.
Mike, one of the things that Mr. Bernanke talked about, the Chairman Bernanke of the Fed, has been talking about recently has been regulations. He says that we've got to prevent bubbles by having the regulations that work, by enforcing regulations. And he says if that doesn't work, to the degree that it doesn't work, then we've got to initiate monetary policies. But what are those regulations that are being proposed on the financial industry? What are they going to do to your bank, to a small bank, and therefore to small businesses?
Well, hopefully small banks will be somewhat exempt. And while nobody, small banks certainly don't need any more regulation, there's no doubt about it.
Right.
At the same time, the mega banks really should be funding its own systemic risk fund where it puts money out in advance to deal with a failure of a big bank so the taxpayers
right.
don't have to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
The mega banks ought to be paying deposit insurance based on their assets, not their deposits,
right?
Because that's where the risk is.
Right.
The mega
and
banks
that would, deserve, that would build up,
and,
that would,
and the unregulated banks deserve right. a great deal more regulation.
Mike, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break. I'm going to get Mike to talk a little bit more about this, folks. This is In Our Future. Stay with us, Tintel. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Don't want to miss a second of our time with Mike Menzies. He's got so much to tell us. Mike is the president of Eastern Bank and Trust. That's EastonBankandTrust.com, right, Mike?
That's right. You got it. We owe it to you. It should be Jim Blassingame, EastonBankandTrust.com.
Yeah. Yeah, what he's saying, folks, is I badgered him to get a website for so long. He finally did it. But that's and Mike is the president. Mike Menzies is the president there. He's also the chairman of the ICBA, and that's ICBA.org, right, Mike?
That's exactly
the
right.
The national mm-hmm. organization, which I recommend you know a little bit about, folks. Mike, we were talking about regulations when we went to the break. Any lobbying that you'd like to do one way or the other on the regulations that are being proposed? I know that there's some members of Congress who are trying to create some kind of a consumer legislation, consumer watchdog legislation that would be added on top of what we've already got that you say is already onerous.
Yeah, the CFPA, the Consumer Finance Protection Agency, is in the House Bill 4173 that was sent to the Senate, and that House bill is called the Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. And the good news is that community banks that are $10 billion and under do not fall under direct examination from the CFPA. And the bad news is that community banks just don't need any more consumer regulation. We've got 1,700 pages of consumer regulation already for my 50 associates to know cover to cover. So we don't need more consumer regulation. The consumer protection issues should be focused at the unregulated entities that are in the banking or finance industry,
right,
those that don't fall subject to the regulators, and to the mega banks. They're the ones who've earned the privilege of this form of an agency. So we'll see what the Senate does. Hopefully the Senate will recognize the importance of community banking and the 8,000 banks throughout this nation that represent the backbone of our community banking world, and that they won't pass legislation that punishes the little guy.
We don't need a Sarbanes-Oxley type of legislation on the backs of banks, independent banks, and their small business customers. That's for sure. And that's the kind of legislation, that's the kind of missteps, the kind of incompetence that we see from the government sometimes. They overreact to these things, and they throw the baby out with the bathwater, and we need to make sure that doesn't happen. And Mike, one of the things I wanted to ask you, as you know, I mean, everybody who knows me knows what a proponent I am of independent community banks. I'm a true believer. If it weren't for an independent community bank, I wouldn't be standing here talking to you right now. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. They're very important to the economy, to the small business sector. And so I recommend them all the time. But you and I both know, we talked about this off the air, about 150 independent banks failed in 2009. You're predicting there may be that many or more in 2010. How do I, as a small business owner, know how to pick an independent bank? If somebody says, Jim, I believe you, but which one should I go with? I want to make sure I don't sign up with a bank that's going to fail. How do I do that?
Well, you know, a small business should never hesitate to walk into its loan officer and ask him to talk about the health of the bank, get a financial statement on the bank, go on the Internet and get the ratings of the bank. You've got Bauer and Lace and other rating services that can rate the community banks.
Right.
But, you know, the community banks that are stressed right now really aren't stressed as banks. They're stressed because of the geography they're located in. And those geographies include primarily Florida, California, Nevada, Arizona, Ohio, Michigan.
Where the real estate speculation was the strongest.
And Atlanta, Georgia, where there's been excessive levels of speculation. But even within those markets, there are very healthy community banks. The next chairman of ICBA, Sir James McPhee from Kalamazoo, Michigan, has a very healthy community bank in a very challenged economy. So the only way to find out is to go look up the ratings and walk in with the ratings and sit down with your banker and say, hey, are you guys making money? And explain to me where you are. Also, there are lots of community banks that are very, very well capitalized. And last year is the first year they've had a loss in 20, 30, 40 years.
Right.
So, you know, I think a lot of small businesses would like to be able to say that. But again, the community banks that are under some level of stress right now are in those markets that are under extraordinary real estate stress. Where real estate values fell dramatically, or where there was hyper real estate inflation.
So if you're in flyover America, you really shouldn't have any kind of a problem. But I think it is appropriate, as Mike says, it is appropriate to ask folks. It's all right. It's all right to ask about it more. As he says, go online and find out more. Mike, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate what you've done this year. I want to congratulate you on serving the ICBA community this year and helping make independent banks stronger. Your role as the chairman of that group.
It's been my honor, James, and best wishes to you and your show in 2010. You bring a lot to Small Business America.
Thanks, Mike. Let's have a good 2010 together. What do you think?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it. Mike Menzies, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back, I promise. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.